Good morning, Watermark Frisco. It is a bittersweet moment together, both because we are ending our meet and greet and wrapping up and closing a chapter of our life together, and it has been a journey. If you are a guest with us, most importantly, God is excited you're in the room. You are at the church of Jesus Christ. God, who is alive and risen from the grave, who is still transforming lives and gathering people together to rightfully respond to the kindness that he has demonstrated in our life. We are glad you've bumped into us, and I personally am glad you're here. My name's Connor, and I get to serve on the staff team. Over the past season, really 30 days especially, we have considered some major things, made some decisions on some major things, and moving towards those major things in a week. Today is a day to stop and really to reflect. If there's one thing I've learned in the past couple of years as Watermark Frisco, if I could summarize it, and if you pegged me today, the way I would answer it is this, that God is Jehovah Jireh. And so that's a word, and this is what that word looks like. It's a name of God, and it's what I've come to know to be true about God through experience. I read it in my Bible, I believe in faith it's true, and then I can walk you through the reasons God is Jehovah Jireh. What does that mean? This is what that means. The Lord will provide for you. The Lord will provide for you. Is that not true? Have we not seen time and time again as a family and friends that God provides? If you are just checking this out or maybe here for the first time, we are here to declare to you, I don't know what you think about God or who you think he is, but I will tell you. He is a God who is intimately aware with everything you have going on and will provide. That's what our Bible says to be true about God, and that is what we as a people of God have just come to know. And so we are going to have what I call a Selah Sunday. That word shows up, Selah, in your Bible 70 times, all of which except for three show up in the book of Psalms. So just friendly reminder, your Bible split up into two big chunks, the Old Testament and the New. Your Old Testament has 39 books. Five of those books are poetical books. And in those poetical books is a book called Psalm. It is a journal of mostly one man, multiple writers, journaling to God. Okay, if you wonder what a relationship with God is like in terms of listening and speaking, Psalms is a great place to go. And in this life that you live that has ups and downs and highs and lows and fun and excitement and sad and sorrow, what am I to do in those moments? Psalms has a lot of instruction. You can look back into an individual's life and their relationship with God and read about it. And in those multitude of scenarios and things that are happening in David's life primarily, there is this word Selah, where he just reminds himself multiple times, hey, I'm not to just keep reading and writing here. I am to stop. It's like if we were singing a song and there's a lot of lyrics and songs and you sing and you sing and you sing, and then sometimes there's just a musical interlude where you just hear instruments, and those moments are for you to just remind yourself what you just said and reflect on it. And don't let it just be lip service, but let it sink into your heart. That's what Selah is. And really, that's what we're here to do today. We are pausing right before we jump into something new to really remind ourselves of the kindness of God, of the faithfulness of God, what he's done for us, that he's Jehovah Jireh, that he has provided. But that name, Jehovah Jireh, is that he will provide. Now, the way that you remind yourself and strengthen yourself that he will come through both today and tomorrow is remind yourself what he did yesterday. So that's really what we're going to do. We're going to talk a lot about what God has done. In all the right ways, we are celebrating the joy and the fun and the privilege it has been to be a part of Watermark Community Church. And we would not be who we are and where we are without that local expression. A lot of us, as we said last week, we're saved at this church, are trained up at this church, equipped at this church. This is our sending church in a lot of ways. We would not be where we're at without the faithfulness and legacy of Watermark. And I think we are doing, and I'll close with this at the end, the most faithful thing we can do for Watermark is go. and continue the mission that Watermark is on, which is to be and to make fully devoted followers of Christ. That's what we signed up to do, and that is what will not change. But meantime, what is changing is some of the way we're gonna spend our time and our name and our local leadership, and on and on and on. With Jehovah Jireh and God being the God who provides, it is good to remind yourself of the providence of God. And so that word providence, what does that mean? That means God sees into the future, knows what you're going to need, and will meet your needs. In the providence, I wrote it down this way, or sorry, someone else wrote it down this way, and I copied it to say it to you. These are not my words, but it's true. Is that the providence of God is like a Hebrew word. It can be read only backwards. Just meaning, we are gonna look backwards today and trace the providence of God. We didn't always know what he was gonna do and how he was gonna do it, but now that he has done some of those things, we can look back and go, look at what God was doing 3 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago. Before anybody knew that Watermark Frisco would be a thing, he started people and people's hearts, moving them, I mean, geographically north, training them and equipping them for a work they didn't even have as a conception in their mind yet. The providence of God was at work through Watermark and years before Watermark existed. For such a time as this, God was looking to the future, knew the future, he's outside of time, and goes, I'm going to provide for my people. And we are rightfully looking backwards and reading the providence of God. Romans 8, 28 through 32 is maybe one of the best places to go to remind yourself of Jehovah Jireh, to remind yourself of the providence of God. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good for those who are according to his purpose. Now, this is where context helps and why I didn't stop at verse 28. Because what is the good that God is always working? It's this. For those he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son. That is the good work God is going to continue to do, okay? Right now, he's doing a lot of other fun things that he has not promised, but that he is allowing us to partake in. What he has promised is this. If I have called you, if I have saved you and redeemed you, you will continually look more increasingly like me, Jesus. And in doing so, you'll become ever more attracting to the watching world. Verse 30. And those whom he predestined, he also called. And those he called, he justified. And those he justified, he also glorified. And here's why you trace the hand of God and the providence of God and remind yourself of the goodness of God, because it strengthens you for today. So we are moving on, but we are tracing, because I think when you read verse 31 and 32, you're gonna see the power of reminding yourself of who God is and what he's done. Verse 31, what then shall we say to these things? The kindness of God and his provision. This is what we should say. If God is for us, who can be against us? He did not spare his own son, but he gave him up for us all. How will he not also with him graciously give us all things? I don't know emotionally or relationally where you're at with all that's going on, but here's what I would just tell you. God is for you. He has gone before you time and time again. He's going to go before you again. Nothing can stop the gospel. Nothing can stop God. All we have to do is trust him and walk in faith and obedience, and he is going to take care of us. How do we know when we're unsure what's next, when we're unsure of the next step, when things get hard in the future and we start to go, man, maybe we should have hung on a little longer. Maybe we missed something. That's where it's just time to look at each other and go, hey, remember the gospel? Remember Jesus dying for us? If God is so kind to us to not spare his son, he's going to give us what we need. Everything we need to live faithfully for God and be an effective church for the kingdom is right here in the room. And we believe that and we're excited about it. And God has gone before us. So here's how I would tell it to you. Reflecting on the past is what builds strength for the present. Reflecting on the past is what builds strength for the present. Next week's a different week. It's a different time. It's the beginning of a chapter. Today is the close of one. And we are preparing ourselves for what's next by looking back. So we are gonna share a lot of stories. You're gonna have a chance in a little bit to share a story. So it's gonna get fun and you're gonna get to partake in some of what's happening. But the right image, I mean, if we were to do this the right way, I would have had us meet somewhere in the woods, probably late in the evening, And we would get a big fire and we'd sit around that fire and share stories that way. Unfortunately, this is the best moment we had, so we're doing it Sunday morning in an auditorium that's not ours. But we are gonna have a campfire Sunday, okay? We are gonna sit around and remind ourselves and tell stories of what God has done through his people at Watermark. And hopefully there's been some few at Watermark Frisco, but really just Watermark in general. What God has done in this chapter of our season, your journey, your chapter of following Jesus. And you're gonna get a chance to talk about that in a second. And as we start to move and get into those moments, here's what I would remind you of. Scripture is not meant to live on pages, but in your heart. Okay, the word of God says that it is living and active. And it is supposed to produce something. It doesn't return void. And so we're not just supposed to read about how people thanked God and declared to others his faithfulness. You are to thank God and declare to others his faithfulness. I'm going to give this room a moment to do that here in a second, where you stand up and this word that is in your heart, this God that you serve, you play gal with the microphone today, and you declare to others the kindness and the faithfulness of God. So you're going to get a chance to share that. But let me give you guys just the high level run through, man. If you're here for the first time and a guest, I'm excited. This is the best Sunday to be here because you're about to hear about what we think is true, that there is a living God who loves us. And now we're about to back that up with examples and story that this loving God is alive and real and working. The aim of this time is to reflect on God's steady and faithful hand in our life so we can further trust in it today. And in the days and weeks and years ahead when we aren't sure what God is doing or why, we will be reminded that we can trust him. So let me start and just tell you guys the story of Watermark Frisco once again. And sit around the campfire with me and let me get the ball rolling. If you know anything about Watermark, it's been around for about 20 years. Started with a small group of families who just believed that God wanted more. And they wanted to see God do more. And so they just came together and said, hey, we're going to radically trust God. It didn't start with a building, a property, a facility, or staff. It started in a living room with a group of friends and a Bible. And people who were committed to the God of that Bible. And they had no idea that it would lead to what it led to at Watermark and lead to campuses and church plants and missionary work and healing of marriages and families, on and on and on. All they knew was there was a God who loved people and loved them and was willing to use them. And in a very similar way, there was a group of folks in Frisco about 17 years after that moment who'd been a part of that expression and what that had grown up to be. And decided, hey, if we had something in Frisco to invite our friends to, we could be more effective at making and being fully devoted followers of Christ. And so what really started with a couple moved into a few couples. And in 2017, a group of around 10 families in Frisco said, hey, if these knuckleheads could do this at Watermark, we could probably do this in Frisco. Let's get together. Let's get in a living room. Let's pray about what it means to be Christ Church up here in a little bit different way for the sake of our neighbors and coworkers and families and for the sake of our kids. We want growing up in a church where their friends at church go to the same school. And some of those reasons just go, hey, we think we should dream about this idea of a campus. And really out of that, as those folks just studied God's word, decided, hey, let's expand now this opportunity to some other families. So in the spring of 2018, we sent an email out to every Watermark member that lived in Frisco. And we just said, hey, we don't know what God's doing. We don't know what all he's up to. We're not saying we're gonna start a campus, but we think there may be a chance for us in Frisco to be a little more faithful. Are you interested? And about 25% of the people that email went to showed up, and we met at the Plano campus, and some of you guys were there. We met and studying the book of 1 Timothy. And we studied the book of 1 Timothy because it was a letter written to a pastor. And the reason we picked that book is because we said, hey, you in this room, you're going to be the pastors of this new work, if there is, in fact, a new work. And then those about 90 folks studied that book and said, hey, we're going to respond to the call. We're going to step up and be the Timothys. We're going to step up and be faithful and lead a new expression of work in Frisco. And so that was spring 2018 when we officially stacked hands and said, hey, we're starting a campus, a Watermark Frisco campus that is going to meet in Plano for a season. And so we started driving on Sunday evenings at 4 p.m. over to the Plano campus and praying, Lord, let's get to Frisco. It would be awesome if we could put this Frisco campus in Frisco. The problem was we didn't have money and we didn't have a location, but we did have faith and we had each other. And so as, I mean, there was about a 6-month period, if you're part of that, in the spring of 2018 through the summer of 2018, where we were just praying and seeking. And then God opened up the doors of Frisco High School, which is a story we can't tell enough. God provided a means. And so these are some fun pictures I'll show you. This is really fast forward. 3 years of meeting at that high school. And what I want to do is just show you, hey, here's what happened at Watermark 20 years ago. And here's what happened at Watermark Frisco. And it is fun because there's a lot of parallels. And part of why I want to do this is because I want to go look what just faithful people before Watermark was what it is now, Watermark is, who just had their Bible and each other in trust. And you've seen all God has done at Watermark. It's happening again. Okay, so this is a picture of Lake Highlands circa 2000. This is Watermark and where Watermark started. Watermark Community Church is about 21 years old. The first 7 years were in a high school. Didn't know if you knew that. So that is Lake Highlands Watermark 2000. And then here's Watermark Frisco in 2018. Here's a picture of back in 2000s when Watermark was setting up in Lake Highlands, pushing cases. They look very close to the cases you'll see in this next picture, which is Watermark Frisco. About 20 years later, God doing the same kind of work. Here's just Lake Islands back in the day, pushing some more. Are there trailers pulling everything around? I don't know if you've ever showed up early and seen what happens to set this place up, but some trailers show up and drop things off. That was happening in Lake Highlands in 2000, and then again in about 2018 in Frisco. Through Watermark, through the generosity of the body, through people giving and believing in a mission that took funds to purchase trailers and cases and technology and playpens so we could set up a place for people to come to hear about the kindness of God. This is 2000s Lake Highlands tech booth. And you'll see some of the technology as well as some of the poor choices in caps to wear on a Sunday. Maybe we should get back to that. Maybe I don't see anybody wearing cowboy hats. So that may be something we should talk about. But here's Frisco High. This was, you know, this is us just 2 centuries later. Here's Lake Highlands Youth, which if you know David Peniel or Bron Brown, they are starred in that picture. Two men, here's what I would tell you as you look at this. One, we need some baggier jeans. And two, I will just tell you, those two men are still at Watermark. And when I see that picture, I pray for the Bron Browns and the David Peniels. And those names may not mean much to you, but Watermark is what it is because people that by and large to the masses, names aren't recognized who just gave their life to the mission. And if you've been around students' ministry at all, if your kids have grown up at Watermark, that's who you have to thank, though you may not know their names. And here's our addition to that. Our students and a young guy named Miles that you could be praying for who's just a faithful guy, leading the charge and loving and serving students. Here's one more. Just the kids' area. In Lake Highlands, they would have to set up in classrooms. And I, for one, am grateful for that because my current family was definitely discipled through those doors and those hallways because people showed up early, pushed cases, set up rooms, and discipled kids in classrooms. Fast forward 2 centuries, here's Frisco. Kids area, meeting in a high school, setting up rooms. And it's just amazing. You know, and in the middle of all of that, it's just fun to just see the comparison and how God is really seeming to do a lot of the same things externally. And even if that wasn't true, I know he's doing the same things internally. I know he's still redeeming and saving people and attracting people to who he is and his kindness. I mean, I saw it last week. We met here at Legacy. And the first week we met at Legacy, some of our friends from Frisco High School who were there on the custodial staff and were serving because they were employed by the district and were there to make sure when we spilt coffee, it got cleaned up outside the auditorium. I know we didn't have coffee inside, but they were there to clean up spills and serve. And when they heard that we weren't going to be there for the summer because of you and the way you loved whoever you're around, they said, hey, we want to go still meet and be with those people. And so those staff who were paid to be there to serve us through Frisco District are now with us on Sunday mornings just because they're like, who are you? And what are you doing? And why do you love? And we want to learn more about that. Okay, so the mission is going on. I mean, it's amazing. It's fun. Not only was the high school there and available to us, but we opened up a midweek space. And so here's just a few pictures of that. We've had men's studies and women's studies and Christmas Eve late night services through our midweek space. That's where we house our staff, which has grown from 1 to 10. We've launched ministries over the past 3 years through a pandemic. Regeneration. I was just talking to some of those folks this past week, just, hey, remind me what God has done through Watermark Frisco and regeneration. And they just reminded me, hey, there's 22 volunteers who show up faithfully to serve on Monday nights. And so this isn't just a once a week thing. Monday nights, people are leaving families and not there for dinner so they can go serve people who have hurts and hangups and habits that are destructive to them. They've seen over 65 people come through that door. They've launched a ton of participants in closed groups, and there's more coming. Reengage meets on Thursday nights at that midweek space. And if you don't know anything about Reengage, this is just where you come, whether your marriage is amazing and can grow or it's hurting. And stories of people walking in on Thursday night to the church, not Sunday morning, walking in with divorce papers in hand, and then today would stand up and say they have an amazing marriage. That's happening because of the faithfulness of Jehovah Jireh, who saw a need of a couple who was going to be in a divorce and said, I'm going to create legacies and generations of faithfulness so there'll be a campus available and a midweek space available and volunteers who are going to go serve and volunteers who are going to go serve your kids so you'll come and you're going to show up and I'm going to save a marriage in 2020, in 2021, because of the faithfulness of 2000, and 2010, and 2017, and 18, and 19. I mean, there's more stories here than I can even keep up with. Community, in the past 3 years, we've launched 60 community groups. We have 25 community group shepherds because God is working and training up people. I was reminded of some of the stuff we've done in External Focus. God, through our relationship with the district, opened up our opportunity to serve Smith Elementary. And then out of just the way that God provided that door, that really led to, or was a big piece of why some of what we're doing right now makes sense. Because God moved us somewhere that we didn't choose, Smith Elementary, to serve. And in doing so, he allowed us access to the folks we didn't know yet. We're going to be in the backyard of where he's going to move our entire church to. So he says, you know what? I am, in my providence, going to create relationships in the place I'm going to send you before you even know I'm going to send you. I'm just like, it's amazing. You may not know this. This is just silly, but I brought it. We had Congressman Van Taylor just formally recognize and thank us as Watermark Community Church, the Frisco campus, because of the way that you guys just during a winter storm served and opened up facilities and met people with coffee and hot drinks and took care of folks whose homes and pipes were busting. And state legislation and people in the government are recognizing, hey, those people who take the name of Christ, they're actually doing something to benefit others. And I don't know if that's rare to them or common, but it was at least enough for them to say, hey, we're going to formally recognize that. So this lives somewhere in our office, and it's just a reminder. And then what's fun is, I mean, where you're at right now, that we would not be kicked out, but just need a temporary other place to move to in the summer because Frisco High School needed some renovation. So here you go. This is a Legacy Christian, a place that had not let churches meet or gather in, opened up their facility because I would tell you they saw the kindness and faithfulness of you, and then I would tell you the providence of God. Saw that we were going to need a place to meet in the summer, started building relationships through members, put some of the members here at Watermark Frisco positioned in leadership at this school to where we would have the ability to meet. It's what God's doing. And then, of course, the next chapter of Centennial. And as we move towards just a new group of friends and now family that are going to be added into what God's doing here. And as we move towards a new place to gather. So just three things real quick, and then we're moving into an open mic, and so it's going to get fun. But here's what I would tell you. Here's the three things I think God's built into us in these 3 years, if I could just summarize. Now, one, the church is a people and not a place. And if you've been around at all, you know that is something we believe. And that's not a watermark saying. That is a saying of Christ. In Matthew 16, 18, Christ says this, "And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, my people. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." This is a place built on the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's not about programs. It's about relationships. It's not about a brand. It is about believing in the gospel. So we have met in volleyball courts and entertainment centers and theaters and office buildings and living rooms. I mean, God has scattered us all throughout Frisco, but the church has been gathering. The second thing is we are a family. We're a family. Ephesians 2:19 says this, "So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and the members of the household of God." Now, I don't know if you've been around here long. Let me just tell you by experience. If you want to be loved like family, you're in the right place. I mean, God, in this group of people, in you, theologically, I mean, sure, it's true. When you are saved, you are in the family of God. But the way you love one another, it's like stepping into a family that's been yours for all time. Part of that is because there's a lot of family chores we've had to do of setting up and tearing down and serving. We've made a lot of memories together and done a lot of things. We've been kind of more smaller and organic and grassroots and bumping all around, making memories. It's just part of what God's done to really forge in us this sense of family. And so 4 years ago, if you could have said, "Hey, in this campus, do you want a facility day one?" I would have said yes then, but I'm not so sure now. Because I've watched the way these past 3 years, God has used all the different elements to produce that in us. We're a family. The third thing is sacrifice. God has certainly built in sacrifice. I mean, one of my favorite memories of Watermark Frisco was I remember pushing cases out of Frisco High School one day. And if you've ever been on one of the ones that have the four directional wheels, they're a little harder to push. And a heavier one got some momentum going down a ramp and it kind of got out of control. And it was just, at this point, screaming down the hill at Watermark Frisco, going right towards a pillar, which, you know, if that thing bumps into the pillar, we've got an expense on our hands that we have to pay for. And I remember watching one member specifically see what was happening. This case was moving towards this pillar, and he just sprinted. I mean, sprinted. And it just, I don't know what else you're going to do in that moment. He just threw himself between the pillar and the case and took it full force. And I'm just like, oh man, I would rather pay for the pillar than your broken ribs. But he was fine. And I just remember, I mean, that image is stuck in my head. And I just go, man, that is who these people are. And they will sacrifice their body in a moment, but their very lives. I mean, those of you that have been around since the Plano days, thank you. You have sacrificed. Mark 10:45. It just says, hey, and even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and gave his life as a ransom for others. And it's been true of you. So church, let me pass the mic to you. I am gonna give you a chance as best you can within 30 or 45 seconds and as many of you as we can get through. Come down here in a moment and I'll pray so you can have some transition time to just go, hey, these are the things God has done here. I have watched God be faithful. I have watched Jehovah Jireh. I have seen the providence of God. And I want to declare to you today the kindness of God. Let me just read this verse because this is your job. This isn't supposed to live on paper, but in your heart. 1 Peter 2:9, "But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, and a holy nation, a people for his own possession. And listen, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." And so there's going to be one of our staff members over here, Brad, and one of our staff members down here, Melissa. And as I pray, if you just want an opportunity in about 30 seconds to 60 seconds to just stand before everybody and live out that scripture. Go, hey, let me tell you why God is good and what I've seen him do. And I would invite you to just come stand on the stairway and we're gonna let you share, all right? So let me pray and we're gonna move into this open mic time. We'll see how it goes. So Lord, we love you. We thank you that we've got more stories than we have time to share today and that you've just been faithful and you have given us everything we need. So as we kind of close this chapter of Watermark Frisco, would we sing back to you your faithfulness? And would we right now, just collectively around the campfire, remind ourselves of the things you've done? So you have provided, you have gone before us, and we just want to remind us of that being true now and praise you. So it's your name we pray. Amen.
Hey, everybody. My name's Tommy. Hi. This is going to be really hard to do concisely because there's nothing concise about it, but God is just so good. And in my life specifically, I have a wife who's just awesome and she's upstairs serving. So that way some of you whose kids were turned away were allowed to go up there. So, and I just want to let y'all know that I was, before I knew Christ and before I came to Watermark, I was walking in isolation. I was walking in a lot of sin. I had an addiction to pornography. I was not married at the time, so a lot of sexual sin in my life, and I wasn't like all my friends going out partying and drinking, getting drunk and doing drugs, but I used that to a lot of comparison to say that I was better than everybody else, so I was kind of a Pharisee as well. But God has used this body and the body of Watermark as a whole and the ministries of Regeneration and Reengage currently. My wife and I are in Reengage, and he's just brought so much change to my life. And so much peace and so much joy. I've finally, because of his power, broken free from the addiction of pornography. And I'm not saying that I'm perfect. I still struggle and I stumble and fall. But I have people to pick me up. I have a community group that loves me. And I confess pretty consistently, I would say. And I'm forgiven easily because of the forgiveness of God. And then in Reengage, I just want to let y'all know that my wife and I have gone through a lot of hurt in our marriage already. I've only been married 3 years, but it's hard, and I know a lot of you in here probably know that. And yeah, 3 years, you'd think your marriage needs to be going towards divorce to go to Reengage, but I would encourage you that it's a great place to be, even if your marriage is at a 10. God has used that to kind of teach my wife and myself how to forgive each other better and at all. So it's been a great place, and I'm thankful to have each of you here.
There you go. Come on. Go ahead, if you want to share something, just come down and take a seat in the front. We'll pass the mic to you. Keep going.
Hey, for all that don't know me, my name is Nick. I've been at Watermark for, I guess, 4 or 5 years now. Oh, see, I'm not used to wearing a mic here. But in a nutshell, you know, it's been a huge springboard for my faith, just awesome to see what the Lord has done, but really encouraged by the little things that Watermark does to encourage us towards Christ, meaning the meet and greet. For you guys that don't know, I actually met my wife during the meet and greet, my beautiful bride over there. So you guys
That's
need to
why
take
we
that
do
seriously.
It. That's why we do it.
Big deal, so thank you.
Okay, I really don't like this unless I'm in a costume. If y'all don't know, I like to dress up in front of people, not stand in my normal self here. But I actually like took notes because I can't remember anything. But about 13 years ago, Hunter and I's marriage just needed some help. We needed to learn how to communicate with each other and just be one. And so we actually went to Reengage 13 years ago at the Dallas campus. And through that, we were able to see what community was like and what it meant to have community around you. And through that, I then got involved with Equip Disciple, and then I got baptized at Dallas on the pond there in front of family and friends. And through the Dallas campus and then coming to the Watermark Frisco campus, we've been able to just see the way that it has influenced our kids. And actually, on the way here, I asked our kids, I said, what is the one of your favorite things that you've done at the Watermark Frisco campus. And Hudson immediately said, small group. And if y'all don't know, we have the kids start in sixth grade. I am shaking. start in sixth grade, and they go through the same group through 12th grade. And it is just so awesome for those kids to see what it's like to have community at such a young age and just to think what a difference my life would have been if I had leaders pouring into me every single week and just people around you. And they play games and have so much fun. And then another thing that Emmy and Hudson also got baptized here, which is so cool. So that's another sweet memory that we have. And then Emmy just said the friendships that she's made, and she loves getting to go to lunch after church. That was one thing that she said that she loved. Okay, I'm almost done, y'all. Sorry. And then another really cool thing that happened was we got to house Destiny Valadez through, she did the Watermark Institute, and just an amazing, like, we thought we were helping her when really she came in and helped our family. Just the way that she loved us and cared for us and the way that she pours into our kids and disciples them has been amazing, just to see the Lord work through her into our kids. She shared her love of scripture with our daughter, and it's just been such an amazing blessing, this entire Watermark community and Frisco, and look so forward to the future.
Hey, let me just remind you that, you know, 13 years ago, just imagine right now, if in Reengage is the future elder of a church. I'm just telling you, we're going to be standing up here in a decade and sending off folks you're loving on right now. We're going to go lead and start new works we have no idea about. All right? That's what God's up to.
My name's Jared. Don't worry, I'm shaking too. I've been with Watermark. I started in Dallas and did Equip Disciple as well. That was the most beneficial thing I went through. It gave me a firm foundation of what Scripture is, that it's the source we go to. It's the sure word after Christ that we can cling to and know it's the truth. And so coming in to Frisco to help right when we started, and the box trucks and all that kind of stuff. So I've got to struggle with the beginnings and the early mornings and just kind of see the fellowships established in the setup. And so I got to make really good connections with Connor, with Brad, and Brad's my mentor in a lot of senses. So I just get to see the faithfulness through them and how it looks to like live out the faith. And I have a really critical spirit in a lot of ways, but in some senses it's good in the sake that I want my church to hold fast to Scripture and Scripture alone. I don't want to have any of this feel-good doctrine, and I just know we are in good hands where if we merge with Centennial, with all the church leadership conferences they do, they're well-equipped to spot a false church, and we should be comforted that we are in good hands under their leadership. So I am faithful because of them.
That's awesome. To give you an idea, we've got time for plenty of you to still go, so start making your way down. But let me just highlight one thing you just heard, okay? Had jumped in and served. He actually predated when we had trailers. We had a box truck, which was a horrible idea, that we unloaded everything out of. And we eventually said if we had three trailers, we could spread out and do this a little easier. But through serving, met just key friends who are now making a difference in his life. So that's where I just go. I don't know how else to tell you. Serving others, God often will use that in your life. So, way to go. And we will do sign-ups after this for areas of service for to get plugged in. So, let's keep going. Yeah. Hey, if you were here for, you know, 2+ years and you don't come down, I'm looking at you to declare God's goodness. Come on.
My name is Josh Hickman. I've been coming to Watermark since 2011. I actually began my relationship with the Lord in 2011 after just realizing just the darkness that was in my life and in my family. I come from a family that was had divorce. If you know Susan Cox and Raw Cox, I'm here because of what Christ has done with their life. And they serve and reengage. And stepping away from the Dallas campus was really difficult moving up here, and there wasn't a Frisco campus. So we were really excited when this came about. And moving away from a great community group and who really shared into our lives. But coming here, we're like, we don't know anybody, but I've been placed in a group with a community group that has absolutely loved me wholeheartedly. I'd be able to come to them and share just openly of what the struggles that I've been having in my life and in our marriage life and things like that. But one of the greatest things just for my relationship is watching my kids just grow up here in Frisco and come into this body, and watching the people in the children's ministry just love my children. My kid is 4 years old, and one of the greatest things to see is where he's actually sharing what he has learned at the dinner table, but also getting videos of him sharing some scripture. And so if you don't know anything, just watching your kids be able to cite some scripture is pretty cool.
To die.
Die us.
While? While we were still sinners. Yeah. Romans.
5:8.
Good job.
Man, I tell you, that is the greatest thing as a dad, just to be able to watch that. You know, I didn't have that as a child. And so just to be able to see my four-year-old just do that, and I know that they're in great hands. And the person that was in the background, the voice is Heather Brown, and she's in our community group. And I'm so thankful to have her in our life and in my child's life.
And so I'm going to just keep highlighting. That's where I just go, hey, you just heard community changed my life, which is the Spirit of God through his people changed my life. It didn't happen on Sunday morning. It's happening through relationship. And that's where I just go, if you are a follower of Jesus, that he wants that to be part of your story. You weren't saved just to be blessed. You are saved to be a blessing too. And man, you could be part of Hickman stories and four-year-olds quoting Bible. I'm like, come on, what else do you want to do?
Hey, everybody. My name's Carlos Porras. And looking back, I mean, my family and I moved here from the West Coast 8 years ago. And our church family, where we came from, said, if you're going to Dallas, you got to see this one place. And we were like, okay. We had three churches to see when we moved to Frisco back then, and we never got to see the other two. And we're still members at the other one 8 years later. So I'm here to tell you that it's amazing, and it continues to amaze my family and I at how God reveals his plan in your eyes only after the fact. When you're on that journey, we can't see what that plan is. And the more crazy it sounds, the more God's hand is at work in you. But then we look back at where we've been and we realize, yeah, man, he knew this all along. And that's just wild to us. My wife, April, put it to me the other day when we were talking about where we're going here. And she said to me, this is kind of like the way Jesus and his disciples moved through different settlements and different villages, and they branched off because of conversations they had and spent time with other families spreading the word, not because they planned it that way, but just because they were engaging people. And she goes, I feel like that's kind of like what we're doing. Because at that time, there was no Watermark Plano, there was no Frisco, there was nothing. It was Dallas. And then Plano comes to fruition, and we're like, man, that's closer to Frisco. Awesome. And then, hey, do you guys want to help start a Frisco campus? Yeah. Right? And so God continues to move closer to us in all of that, and only looking back can we realize how that happened. The last thing I want to share is that as big of a church community as we are, I never thought it would feel as intimate or as close as it was when I was hospitalized for COVID back in January. And it's a big campus, it's a big community, and when I finally came home and I was in my recovery room at home, to see some of y'all's faces bringing meals to our porches and to know the names of the people that were here for my family and I can't tell you how tight that felt. And I still see some of your families when we're at the guest experience team, and I smile when people asking, how are y'all? And we're supposed to be a big enough church to where you don't cross paths with people because we're too big. But y'all are engaging, and I thank you for that. And I hope to continue to serve it back to y'all in some small way.
I could say a lot about Carlos. I mean, the way that every new family bumps into him, he oversees him and his wife. folks who are checking in kiddos, or the way he's a great dad, or the way he serves. But my favorite thing is that he was our first official Farkle loss at the Frisco campus. If you're not sure what that is, hang around long enough, you will soon.
Great. Thank you. Y'all probably don't know me. I'm Alex Rogers. I've been with Watermark for all of about 45 minutes. So this is my first time here. Thank you. And I decided to come up front and embarrass my wife, Lauren, in the back there. what I wanted to share is the message today has been so on point, and it's so refreshing, and it is great to reflect on God's provision. Whenever I was in college and I did meet my wife, I was definitely lost, didn't know God, and so his provision provided for me, and he did that in the way of providing me with a partner and a helper who's also a preacher's daughter, and so that kind of helped along the way, but ultimately in the journey of following Christ through our marriage, we moved to Frisco after college. We've been here since 2009. And then when we moved to the west side of Frisco back in 2014, we actually started with Centennial Church and got involved with that church. And that was ultimately where I really did come to Christ and to find him. I was baptized at Centennial in 2018 at the ripe age, or 2016, I'm sorry, ripe age of 28. And it was just incredible. But as part of the, you know, Great Commission says, you know, God calls us to sometimes leave and go and spread the word. And if anybody has ever read any of Paul's works, you'll know that there are some times when churches just need some extra help, or people aren't hitting the mark. And God provides for those people constantly, faithfully, always will. And it was kind of a branching out moment for us the last 2.5, 3 years. Kind of seems funny, fortuitous, that that was about the time that y'all got started here, that we actually left Centennial. And we helped start a church plant in Frisco through the Parks Church Frisco. We did that for a little bit over a year. Yeah, Chad's a great guy. And then we got plugged in a little bit with Hope, and it's just been such a blessing through the Humphreys, who are friends and neighbors of ours, who have been so involved with this church, that have told us about what y'all are doing in Frisco, and it just seems crazy to me that y'all are going to join back up again at that Centennial campus. I can't tell you how excited we are for that. It's just God's provision and faithfulness to us, and so we're very much looking forward to getting plugged in, and thank y'all.
We're glad you're here. Minutes 45 through 47 were strong, so well done. We got a few more minutes, so we'll, yeah.
I love this body here, and I want to lift up two men that have been critical to me here. The first is Martin in the back. You guys don't get to see him a lot back there, but this guy has served, and he is a servant leader like nobody's business. I mean, all this stuff up here, everything going between different buildings, even microphones that work on Sunday morning are because of that guy back there, and so he serves hard. And I know,
Martin, raise your hand so people know who you're clapping at.
And I know just how much he hates this, and I know he wants to cut my mic right now. So I love it. And then I get to serve back there in the booth alongside him, and one of the joys of that is, man, I get to see Connor's notes on Sundays when he preaches, and this is a guy who wrestles with God's word. I mean, he lets God take him to the mat. And for every one verse that's on that screen, there's at least five more in his notes that you guys don't get to see. And so the leadership we have here is amazing. And God has really blessed us. And it's been a blessing to me to serve along these two guys. And I love it. And then community. I'm in community with Josh, and he spoke earlier. And last week, you challenged us with two questions in terms of what we should do as community. And if I could tell you how much our community has wrestled with that over this past week, if I could show the GroupMe messages, if I could show the emotion, if I could show how challenging that is, and as hard as that is, it's a blessing because I know that everybody cares. And so I would encourage you, if you're not in community, find community. And find people that run with. And it's difficult, but it's a blessing. And God blesses discipline and diligence and dropping everything to run after him. So.
Hi, y'all. I'm so glad I took that public speaking class in college. So my first interaction with Watermark was in 2005 at a baptism in a park on baptism day. And I remember seeing people dunked in the water and thinking, why are they so like joyful? And it completely shaped my life and my family's life. And my dad came to Christ. And so I was in a small group from sixth grade through 12th and poured into from the leadership and discipleship of Watermark. And really having that foundation and seeing God use Watermark to teach me and grow me allowed me to walk through a really difficult season in my life of losing my daughter to she passed away. And so in that, like, I can say, like, God is good. And I can believe that because I've seen it and I've seen his work. And I know that life situations doesn't dictate God's character. Like, that is firm and that's a promise. And so being able to have that through Watermark has completely shaped my life and then brought me back to the Dallas area later. And there happened to be a Frisco campus. And so I met my husband and we were able to go through Merge and have our relationship be a reflection of Christ and be poured into. And then in a community group now, seeing that lived out is another way that Watermark has just absolutely been on mission in our lives. So.
Okay, so for those of you who don't know and are wondering right now, why do I kind of look like Connor? It's because I'm his older brother. So just for the record, older. Older by 19 months, but who's keeping track? So, hey, two words you've heard a lot today, and two words that have impacted me and my wife's marriage and our kids is faithfulness and community. You will continue to hear those over the years, and because of those are just two things that really mark this body and have blessed us a ton. And so, just a fun quick story on faithfulness. We were at brunch a handful of years ago, and we're just engaging with our server and invite him to Watermark. And the guy goes, golly, that's like the third time this week someone's invited me to Watermark. I'm like, well, dude, there's something going on here, man. And I was just encouraged by that because it's just people being faithful. There's no magic secret sauce. It's just steady, consistent faithfulness. And when we joined 7 years ago, right out of college and just got married, I wanted to jump into serving somewhere. And that's one thing about Watermark is you're not going to be comfortable here. You're going to be challenged in just a wonderful way. And I jumped into the youth ministry. I was like, okay, high school kids. I want to do high school ministry. I love high school kids. Like, no. You start in sixth grade and stay with them the whole way. I was like, what? 7 years? Okay. And it's been such a blessing. My boys are about to enter into their senior year of high school. And it's just shaped me in more ways than I can count. But anyway, I'm just thankful to be here. We're pumped to be up here in Frisco and be a part of what God's doing up here.
All right, we'll let Larry Cotton wind it down. I'm going to move that way, so when you're done, just drop the mic.
My name's Larry. We moved up here about 3 years ago, but the story of God's faithfulness through Watermark started years ago. About 8 years ago, we were in Austin and told our twin sons goodbye as they moved to Dallas. And our daughter was still in Austin with us. And we watched our kids move away and God be so faithful in as he always is and always, as he's always has been, to embrace our sons. And they participated at the Dallas campus and got connected at the porch. And God, in his sovereignty, moved two young ladies into that ministry. And so our boys met their wives through Watermark. Later, they were discipled through Merge and got foundational training to prepare them for marriage. Some men invited our boys to do exactly what he said, and that's disciple some of the kids at Watermark, and our sons were able to be a part of kids from the 6th grade through the 12th grade. Just finished that a couple of years ago. And 3 years ago, the Lord moved Diane and I up here, and just ahead of that, he moved our daughter Catherine, and she's plugged in at the porch and serving, and found excellent community. And when we moved up here, we jumped in and began to meet people that our kids knew. And through the summit, meeting other men, Charles Bundren took me under his wing and introduced me to a number of men. And Karen and Charles invited us into their community group. And so we could not give God enough praise today or forever for all that he has done through our family at Watermark. And my prayer would be that you guys would stick around long enough to see your kids meet their spouses around here.
My name is Amy Wilcox, and I have the privilege of serving with students. So I get a front row seat to just what the Lord is doing through 6th through 12th grade students. He's working incredible things through every small group, but specifically with my group, I have seen him take a group that when they were in 6th grade would not speak. We sat in Brad Clark's living room for an hour and a half in silence. They're now going into 8th grade, and we can't get them to stop talking. They are absolutely thriving in community. I mean, they truly are doing it better than I think a lot of adults are. They are coming every week and sharing what they're learning in the Word. They're encouraging each other throughout the week, checking in text messages and saying, "Hey friends, how are we doing? Are we in the Word? What are you learning?" They're confessing sin, praying over each other as they confess sin. They're going to their schools together and sharing the gospel. They're saying, "Hey, I see a friend at school who's hurting. Let's go love her this week." And then they're doing it together. They admonish each other. One week they came and one girl had said, "Hey, so-and-so came up to me at school and said that the way I was treating a friend wasn't kind. And she came up to me and said, let's do better." I mean, stuff that adults truly struggle with, these girls are just thriving in. I would say the future of the church is bright, but they are just absolute lights right now, which is incredible to watch. Yeah.
So, I mean, look, God is using 8th grade girls to be an example and could stand up today and say, "Follow me as I follow Christ." I mean, that is the church I want to be at. So praise God, he's used his people.
Yeah, my name is Jake Schumann, and Frisco Watermark has been like three things to me. Number one, it's reconnected me with the Lord and my commitment to him through relationships. Jim's not back there right now, but we were in college together, and we roomed together, and that really like brought our relationship back together and got to reconnect with him, which has been really, really sweet. We were on fire and on mission in undergrad together, but I had really kind of fallen away from my like steadfastness with the Lord and wasn't really living on mission when I was in school in Dallas. And moving up here, starting a brand new life and reconnecting with him reminded me of what we once had with community and serving faithfully, inspired me to do the same. And then joining community group. And so if you're new, we just met a brand new couple that just moved here from New Zealand, which is really sweet. So sorry to put you on the spot, but really like, but what really helped me was like getting involved with community. And so being in community almost 2 years with guys named Miles and Thomas and JT and Marcus and those guys holding me accountable and being sweet brothers to me. And so I just encourage you guys to get plugged in with a community group. And then lastly, and what I am probably number three, I'm super, super thankful for is because of the relationships and because of the character of the people that I've gotten to associate with, I got to meet my wife through Watermark. And so it's really, really sweet.
Enough said on that. You get a wife out of the deal. So there you go.
Hey, y'all. My name is Sharon. And I just want to say that Frisco High School, the building, I used to go there as a freshman. And during that time, it was really rough. I come from a divorced family. But I think it was like the second Sunday that I went, it just dawned on me that God is showing me that this is a safe place. Like, this building, memories, all that, it doesn't define who I am. And from what I've seen, Watermark, just the people, y'all have shown so much amazing, like, dedication to Christ and the community. It has changed me so much, and I'm just, like, on fire for God again. So I'm just so excited to see how this goes, how we move forward and be a part of that journey with y'all. So thank you. Yeah.
So I just, I mean, go, guys, I mean, come on up. Sorry, give me a cut you off. But just think, I mean, when she was a freshman, and God's outside of time, he goes, hey, just wait, because these walls you're walking into with brokenness and pain is going to be the place I'm going to bring peace, healing, and hope. And it's not about the facility. It's about the people. And it doesn't matter where you meet. It's about who you are. And we are God's redeemed, sharing a story of redemption. So amen.
I'm Randy, and this is
Alexandra.
We're the Haneys, and what I've really learned the last couple years we've been coming up here is what it means to be a member here and to actually serve on the setup crew. I mean, there's been times where I just did not want to get out of bed, but I just do it, not thinking about it. Get here at 5:55 and just pray in my truck that God changes my heart. And then as soon as I get out of the truck, met with a smiling face, either Brad or David or one of those leaders on setup crew. And then I never think about being tired or sore or anything until I get back home. And it's just been amazing. But throughout serving, you know, it's, you know, I have God's strength behind me, and it's just been a great experience learning how to serve and how to be a working member of the church.
I'm his wife, and I do not serve on the setup crew because before 6 a.m. is just no. But I serve on the front lines, and that's just, I love to greet people, and Watermark just through, even I went to Watermark Dallas when I lived in Dallas and then moving here to Frisco, and just the Watermark way and the Spirit of God that just moves through the church. I love being that first smiling face that gets to say hello to people. And, you know, we don't have a long conversation, but I've met a lot of people through that. I've made a lot of friends, and it's just, it serves my heart so well. It fills me with so much joy. Not only because I don't have to get up at 6 a.m., but I still get to serve the church. And I just love the Watermark culture and how we have the different ministries and we can just serve the Lord. And it's helped me so much in my walk. And I'm so grateful. So we'll be here for the long haul.
Thank you.
Don't make me cry.
Gosh, my heart is just like going. I was in the first service and I didn't get to talk because everybody kept coming. So I'm like, okay, this is giving me some time. But
so let me, yeah. So just so you guys need to do as good as the 9 a.m. So there's more people right here.
That's right. So I was taking notes. There we go. So there's not a 1:15 service, so you guys can't do this at the 1:15. So. Wow, Watermark. I came to Watermark Dallas in 2012 when friends Jeff and Christy Ward, who on a hand of five people that I could think of, man, these people ooze Jesus. And I mean, they are what they are, who Christ calls us to be. And just through the ministry of everything they would tell me about the church, Watermark Dallas, I was like, wow, that's an amazing church. And that is what a church is supposed to be. I was going through a divorce at the time, and so they invited me to come. And I tell you, I've been in the church. I was raised in the church. In fact, I feel like I'm at my Southern Baptist roots growing up in Michigan, where they'd have testimony night, and you could get up and talk. But I'm telling you, one of the hardest things about coming to church, going through a divorce, and being divorced was coming by myself and sitting by myself. And you know what? Jeff and Christy Ward faithfully saved me a seat every week. And you know what? That was just the first touch of Watermark on my life. I was also involved in the prodigal ministry because I have a prodigal, and I thought I was going for my prodigal, but it's amazing how God puts you into ministries and then shows you what you need to work on. And so God really helped me through some really difficult times with my child and continues to help me through the prodigal ministry. I was down in Dallas, and this Watermark Frisco was coming to fruition, and I was like, I don't want to go to Watermark Frisco. I love Watermark Dallas, you know. My kids were plugged in. Well, God does crazy things sometimes, like a little mild stroke that my mom had, and guess where she lives? Frisco. I am a nurse, and so, you know, could she live by herself? Well, yeah, everything's possible, but is it the safest thing? No. And so God allowed my mom's stroke to move me and my kids up to Frisco and become part of Watermark Frisco. And now I don't want to go south of 121, so I'm super excited about what God is doing. I became a part of a community group that I am just so blessed to be a part of. And I tell you, I've done life without community, and I don't ever want to go there again. And so God has just blessed me with some amazing godly women that we just encourage each other. We challenge each other. We pray for each other. We support each other. They spur me on to good works. You know, this young guy over here, I was like, wow, he's young, you know, but, and I know he hears us all the time. Oh. I know. But I'm telling you, the wisdom of him and our other leaders, several of the women in my group have come into Watermark going through a divorce, and these guys right here, I have never seen the way a church has come around and rallied women going through a divorce and walking them through that process, helping try to reconcile the marriages and just supporting them. I cannot tell you. I mean, I wish I would have had that when I was going through that. And so I'm so thankful for what you guys have done with our community group women. I've been blessed to be a part of the women's leadership here at Watermark Frisco and be able to help when we did our first women's retreat. Woohoo, that was fun. And just meeting great godly women at this church that just ooze Jesus. I think that's part of our, maybe we're the oozing church or something. Yeah, I don't know. That's the nurse part. I could submit that. You know, God has stretched me because I always wanted to be like the co-leader, you know, kind of help lead things, not up here, totally not. And so, you know, we're starting this Watermark Women's Bible Study, and we're going to do it on Zoom because of a pandemic. You know, what a blessing a pandemic brought us together through this Zoom Bible study. And so the first night, no, you're not a co-leader, you're actually a leader because we've had so many women sign up. So I was like, oh man, I am. My technology department is up in Kansas at college. And so, but I tell you, it was such a blessing to meet some amazing women on Zoom and just to be able to love, share the love of Christ even across the country. I had an amazing woman in North Carolina who is actually here for the first time since the pandemic. I can't wait to meet her. We're going to gather on Tuesday in person and have lunch together. But you know what? God stretches us, and that's what he's doing now. And so I was trying to keep it under a minute, but I just talk so much. That's why
you're right. You're coming close on 1 minute.
Okay, this is.
But let me invite some more. Hey, seriously, I'm going to tell you because she had. Since you came to two services, you get some extra time. But you're not going to want to miss the opportunity you have right now. And so, come on, people.
You can do it.
Take your last 1 second.
Okay, this is my last 1 second. Yeah, I know this is go. It, I promise.
Right.
So I just tell you that God has blessed me just with an amazing church. He's blessed us with an amazing church that God has just, he just allows us to be on mission and to just, share his love to people that need it. We have a world that needs Jesus. And so I'm so thankful to be a part of Watermark Frisco and just whatever our new church's name is going to be to continue that mission here in Watermark Frisco.
Oozing Community Church. It's what I'll just tell you is, the two things as you're sitting there and praying and thanking the Lord for you, is if you heard something, one, God will use, the Christianese way to say it, your mess is your message. and I've watched Jennifer specifically, and many of you guys, take your hardest moments that you would never wish on anyone, and then now being open to use that as what you minister out of. And if we want to keep being a faithful church and live in the legacy of Watermark, we got to keep doing that. And I owe you lunch for all your kind compliments to me. So there you go. Keep giving. Yeah, there you go. You want to go, Tristan? Come on.
Yes, I'm Tristan Ellison. And Jennifer, I've eavesdropped on a few of your Zoom meetings with my wife, so I learned a lot from you too through all of those. But what Watermark has done for me, I'll keep it short and simple. Watermark has showed me what it looks like to be a godly man. We got plenty of men on each side of the room that I get to look at and model as they model Christ. And I'm a new believer. I keep saying that. I got about 5 years in now. But when I came here, I didn't know nothing about what it looks like to walk with Christ. Always believed in Christ, but never walked with Christ. My whole family and everybody I know believed in Christ. But unfortunately, I never seen it play out. And just coming to Watermark, watching the ministries and watching Connor and Brad and Josh and DQ and a whole bunch of other people I know I'm forgetting, but just watching them has taught me what it looks like. I can't get it word perfect right now, but in 2 Timothy, it talks about being equipped to preach the gospel, and I'm not getting it word perfect, preach the gospel and then equip the next generation to preach the gospel, and that's what I'm driven to do right now.
Hello, I'm Roland Sigler, and this is my little prairie muffin, Christy. I have no idea what she's going to say, and we didn't script this, so I'm going to let her start off. And let me tell you, this is an incredible blessing. This is the first time in her entire life that she would ever get up in front of a crowd and say this. So, and I'm not like, well, yeah, I am. So I'll go ahead and let her start.
So for those of you who don't know what a prairie muffin is, I won't tell you. It's not a compliment. He meant it to be, but it's not. But what he used to call me that before we got married, and I still married him. What?
You're using up too much time.
I'm sorry, I'm using up too much time. Obviously, I don't do this often, but what I wanted to talk about is we started at Watermark Plano, and I didn't know how to share the gospel. Never had, didn't have any idea. So learned there primarily from JP how to share the gospel. But he gave a message one Sunday about going out. He gave us a challenge to go out into our neighborhood, meet our neighbors, talk to them, just get to know them, and learn a little bit about their faith and share a little bit about our faith. So we did that, and it was a stretch, and went very well, very surprising. We actually knocked on a door, and a young man came to the door, and we told him who we were and that we, you know, had been challenged at Watermark to meet our neighbors, and he said, oh my gosh, I'm so ashamed. He said, I'm a Watermark member, and I'm not doing that. So, but anyway, we since moved to Frisco to an over 55 community with the, one of our goals for moving out there was to be able to serve and help older people who many are going through illnesses, many of them are single, have lost a spouse, and just learning how to share the gospel through Watermark has helped us do that.
Thank you, Chrissy. No. Several years ago, there is absolutely no way I'd go to a neighbor and ask them if they knew Jesus Christ and want to know him further and ask them, are you a 1, are you a 10? And Christy had the opportunity to do that last night with the neighbor, and one of them was a 10 and one was 8. And she spent some time with them going over that scripturally. But we knew Jesus Christ before we got married. And we had that light. But we were sitting under a bushel basket and nobody could see that light. And through with Connor and an incredible shepherd with Jeff and with Hunter and the other leadership, the Bundrans and several other, too many to mention, has given us the boldness and the challenge and seeing the authenticity of this body of Christ, live it out every day, and having brothers that are sitting right up here in front that I know in a heartbeat. If anything happened in my life, I'd have him and him and him and him and him and him at my house taking care of my wife tomorrow, tonight, within hours. And you don't know what a comfort that gives you to have a family like this. It's incredible. It's changed us. We went to Reengage. We started out Reengage. We gave ourselves an 8. Found out really, really quick we were a 4. And after completing, we're a 9.5 and a 10. And I love her more now than the day I married her 35 years ago. And it's an incredible blessing. Stick with it. Love God. Follow these shepherds because they will lead you on a very straight path to clean waters and clean fields. Love you guys. Thank you.
Here's the things, you know, that I'm praying when I hear that. Okay. You just heard what God did here through people. And it was two things. One, when you're comfortable, you're going to get challenged. We got to keep being that kind of church. And when challenges come your way, this has to be where you're comfortable. That's what we want to keep doing.
Yeah. That's actually a really good transition. It's my wife, Hannah. I was going to try to make a funny joke about being a
prairie muffin.
Desert croissant or something. I don't know. but speaking of that, so we were on our, I don't know where he went, but we were on our way in this morning, and we were talking about a family friend whose wife has stage 4 cancer, and just basically her dad is asking, like, well, where's his church, where's his friends, you know, in time of help like this, and I don't really think they're part of a church, I don't really know if he's a believer and stuff, and just seeing the backdrop of that versus what he just shared, and even with us, I mean, we think the same way. If something were to happen to me or whatever, just knowing that there would be people here immediately for Hannah. And that kind of happened a little less than a year ago. We were going to the OB for, sorry, I guess emotional talking about this one, but for our son, and he was, you know, 36 weeks, 36 weeks, yeah, pregnant. And she's going to one of her checkups. And long story short, our OB was like, hey, something doesn't look right. I'm going to send you down the hall to a specialist. And you never, like, really want to get that 4 weeks before you're about to give birth. Like, something doesn't look right. And we go to a specialist. And, I mean, I was coming from a project at work, and I was driving, I think, 100 miles an hour on 635 trying to get to our doctor because I was like, what the heck is going on? And just so scared, just thinking through it. And, I mean, she was on staff at Dallas at the time, but her boss, other people around us were there in a heartbeat, like holding her, you know, supporting me. Just, it's hard to describe, I mean, the feeling that you're in when you don't know, like, if your son's gonna be okay and stuff. And so, anyways, long story short, everything did work out fine. He was born healthy and happy and everything. And I mean, but those 4 weeks were a trying time for us. You know, those 4 weeks, we didn't know what was gonna happen until he was born. And just the support we had of the Watermark family in that time was just incredible. And it continues even today. I mean, you can ask literally anyone in children's ministry how many times he blows out his diaper and how many they've had to change, because it's about weekly. So, you know, thank you to Matt and Destiny and that team, because they, every week we see him in a new outfit when we go pick him up, and we just know, all right, thank you again. So, you know, thank you to everyone that's in the kids ministry here too, because, I mean, that's truly a serving, especially when we just had one service and you had kind of had to choose between going to church and serving. So thank you guys for that. I mean, it means a lot to us who are, you know, semi-new parents still. And I mean, I'm Connor now, three kids in and stuff. Like, it's a sacrifice to help with these kids. And just knowing, man, our kids are getting taken care of every single Sunday and they're being trained up in the ministry. They're not just getting goldfish and learning about a felt Bible story. They're truly being discipled. And that means the world to us as, you know, new parents. And I'm sure it means the world to people who have seen their children grow up, and they can kind of see how much it's changed. So thank you.
I think for me, he had mentioned that I was on staff in Dallas, and those were our people. They truly, I mean, one of them lied to get into the room with me when something was wrong with Hudson because we were in a pandemic and no one was allowed. And that was my boss, and she lied to get up there with me. And so then, also in the middle of a pandemic, we bought a house in the colony. I transitioned off staff. We ended our foundation group, and all of a sudden, we had no one. And we knew we wanted to come to Watermark Frisco, but we still were about to have a baby in a pandemic and had no community anymore. And so I signed up for women's Bible study before Hudson was born, and the first one was when he would be 18 days old. And I knew if I didn't sign up before he was born, I was never going to go. And so I rolled up probably an hour late with an 18-day-old and was just greeted with so much love and care. And those women have watched him grow from barely being able to open his eyes to crawling and saying, "Dada," and they got to just be there when he literally blows out all the time. I don't know why. Specifically only here. And so Tim Troop, multiple times during women's Bible study, has cleaned the car seat for me while I just got to sit and be poured into and read scripture, knowing my son is cared for. And he just, to get to look back years from now and say that you knew these women and they knew you when you were 18 days old and have been poured into them or have been poured into by them is just incredible. And so it's starting back up in the fall. All of you women, join. it's just an incredible opportunity. So
we got time for one more if anybody wants to come. You don't want to drive home with that. There we go. You drop the mic when you're done, or just set it over there. But okay, I'm going to head that way while you close it up.
Thank you so much. I'm Lisa Lopez, and I think if you had known me before my time at Watermark, I think you'd agree that I had no business stepping into a church, much less serving in a church, and now helping to lead in a church. But the Lord has really used the women in my community group, the women that I'm now shepherding, to show me what it means to be a faithful follower of Christ, even when it's hard. I grew up in a church, have a Bible minor, I had all that knowledge, but it wasn't until I came to Watermark that I experienced the love of Christ in such a tangible way. Whether it's people admonishing me, and Lord knows I've needed it, whether it's people just sharing truth with me, people loving me at my ugliest. So for those of you that aren't in a community, I have to plug it, I think, being a shepherd. But I really encourage you to find people, find your people. It really has grown my walk with Christ to the point where I feel comfortable being authentic and really asking those questions when I don't understand something or when I just need a listening ear or someone to pour into me. Someone just shout out the women, the mentors, the shepherds that I've got to work with. We really have incredible people here. And I am really excited for what's to come in our future.
Hey, listen, if we sing that, believe that, and live that, I'm just telling you, the names you heard down here of the church, the Spirit of God moving through, the Jeff Wards and others, you are going to be those names that God wants to use to radically change people's lives. Let me just remind you of Romans 8:32, all you need to latch on to. That God, who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us, that he will also, and how could he not also with him, graciously give us all that we need? And we just got to keep believing that, reminding each other of that. When things get hard, when I get discouraged, I need you guys to look me in the eyes and say, remember, remember Jehovah Jireh, remember the providence of God, remember those stories you've heard that were only the tip of the iceberg of all that God's been doing. Remember how he's always provided. It didn't matter where we were gathering. It just mattered no matter where we were, whoever we were in front of, we loved with the whole truth of God's word. Not shying back from challenging and calling out sin and rebuking, but not being a place that holds your sin over you, that there's grace and forgiveness and patience. You gotta be a family and a kindness, and just watch what God wants to do. He loves these people more than we ever could. And we've got a great opportunity. I'm excited about the new chapter we are starting. And in a fun way, as a reminder, we're still trying to name that chapter. We are, in the next couple weeks, going to pick a name for this new work of Christ in Frisco. And so you, as a member, or just somebody with good ideas, can go to watermark.org/Frisco Future and submit a name you think we ought to consider. And so I wrote one down today, oozing, so I got that one. But just think and just pray about it. I mean, that's part of the fun of being in this moment of the story God's writing, that you get to be here when we land on what that name is and partake potentially and maybe be the one that, you know, picks the name, which could be fun. So do that. But just know we are
excited to keep running after this God. And we would just say, in the midst of all we have going on, we know if you're here in the room and don't know this God, or maybe it's been a while and you need to have a story of reconnecting with him, or maybe you've been looking for a place that doesn't shame you for going through a divorce, or that you haven't been as faithful as you should in the last few years. Out of the stories you heard, man, we will have some friends down front to tell you more about the kindness of God and how we can better come alongside you to serve you and take care of you. So let me say, for the last time, Watermark Frisco, have a great week of worship.